Hello, and welcome to the Television Spotlight on the Comic Book Page podcast. My name is John Mayo. In this episode, we'll be having a spoiler-filled discussion about a television show that we think you'll enjoy. In this episode, I'm joined by my sister, and we're going to have a spoiler-filled discussion on the third season of Upload. And this show is... it's interesting. It's about a digital afterlife. We talked about the first two seasons. At the end of the second season, the lead character, played by Robbie Amell, got downloaded back into human form, which they thought was going to have a limited lifespan. His avatar is found missing in Lakeview, the digital afterlife. And basically it's, oh, that happens, and they restore a backup copy.
Yeah.
So there's two of him. And it took a little while into the season to get the two interplaying together. But it really got kind of fun when they did that. And then near the end of the season, where there's a lawsuit being brought against Horizon because they've basically faked a free version of the digital afterlife, a lot of people scan themselves in, and it was all a scam. To discredit the, what were they calling the Luddites? The group of people who were anti-technology or whatever.
The Luds.
The Luds, yeah, okay. Framing them for having destroyed all these people, where it was, they just backed them to hard drives and didn't do anything with them.
Yeah, Freon had no servers.
Yeah, and I love how at the lawsuit at the end, there's mention of, well, these uploads are property. They're intellectual property of a company. They're not a person anymore. And the whole debate of, well, are they a person or not? Yet the corporation is legally considered a person, as is the case in real law.
Yeah.
And then at the end, jumping to that for a bit, Horizon, the company that's getting sued, is rebranding itself as Beta, as in we will do better, but
yeah,
with an A instead of an ER, and has kind of become a clone of itself.
Mm-hmm. Well, and throughout the season, they really played well with the digital duplicate versus the real life download, because so many people have those two different aspects of themselves.
Well, not only two different aspects, but the backup was from like 2 weeks prior. And there are certain points in your life that before that 2 weeks and after that 2 weeks, you're fairly different. Doesn't happen to everybody. It certainly doesn't happen often.
Totally agree. But there are also people I know who, in what I would refer to as their online life, they simply don't talk about certain aspects yes. of their life, whether it's their marriage, their work, whatever. And so getting to know them through their social media yeah. or whatever online aspect you're doing, you get to know what feels like a totally different person than when you're talking with them in person.
Well, everybody has different facets. The person they are at work, the person they are with their family, the person they are in their social life, or, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the concept of identity definitely gets played with a lot in this show.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved what they did with Luke at one point. He's one of the uploads. He's gone to the digital palace. He's trying to get rid of, you know, painful memories. He's a bit of an idiot. So what he considers painful really aren't that bad. And replaces them with favorite cartoon of his.
Yeah.
Well, let's just take that and dump those in, which pretty much fries his brain.
Yes.
But his angel, you know, what they call their digital liaison or whatever, gets him fixed up.
Mm-hmm.
But it was pretty funny.
They did well with Alicia, his digital angel, this season. Her arc was kind of all over the board at times, and mm-hmm. I wasn't sure how she was going to pan out for the season. But in the end, they did well by her.
Well, but at the very end, we don't know how it panned out for her.
And that's true. They left her door kind of wide open for, we'll find out when we come back.
I hope they get a fourth season, because they definitely yes. left on a note where they need one.
Yes.
But her arc is open. One of the two Nathans' arc is open.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not sure which.
Yeah.
And it's possible that the other Nathan who thinks the other one is gone was lied to.
Yes, definitely.
So there's a lot in play there. And like one of the guys on the kind of the quote-unquote evil side, Choke, one of the billionaires or whatever, he basically, I guess, upset one of the other angels, who basically traps him on a hard drive and gives him to the physical Nathan.
Mm-hmm.
So Choke is kind of out of the picture, and it's taken them a while in Lakeview to realize he's not there.
Yeah.
So there's the possibility, does that character get written out? Does he come back? What do they do with him? And they covered a lot of ground in this season.
Now, one of the things I wish they had done in the first few episodes is there's a character, I guess you would say part of the evil cabal, who's coming and going. I'm like, he's familiar. I'm struggling to place him. It was Ingrid's father. And by the time I placed him as Ingrid's father, I'm like, darn, I wish I'd remembered that three episodes sooner.
Yeah, they didn't reset the scene there. And I think that's a fallacy, not just of this show, but of a lot of shows. Of, oh, it's available on streaming, people have watched it. And it's getting to where creators of serial narratives, both in comics and TV shows and whatnot, are assuming we remember it all.
Yeah.
And I don't.
There are a lot of characters, and, I mean, in terms of whether they had big arcs, little arcs, I mean, Nathan's mom had surprisingly more of an arc than I expected.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to say it was the world's most fantastic arc, but they gave her stuff to do, and it was surprisingly entertaining. Some of it was cheap comedy, but...
They did a lot with, but I hesitate to use the term arc on this, because of the nature of the character, it was literally all over the board. But the AI in Lakeview,
yeah,
who's the bellhop, the manager, the elevator guy, the gardener, you know.
The brother of the creator.
Yeah. And we see him in second season, the physical template for him.
Well, and honestly, that is one of the ways in which I think this show was ahead of its time. And I say that.
The digital rights aspect that became a big thing for the actors and yeah.
Yeah. I mean, this show really understood the actor's strike before it happened.
It's actually a missed opportunity for that particular actor and a few others from the show to really not have spoken up. But I guess they were in a position they couldn't.
Actually, I can't help but wonder how many of them are part of the Canadian Actors Guild, which wasn't actually part of the SAG strike.
Probably, but then they would have been free to talk about the show of, our friends in the U.S. are striking because of, well, look at the show we're doing.
Yeah.
And that would have been a very, because, yeah, the actors are striking of our likenesses are getting used and appropriated, we're not getting compensated, etc. And they do so much with that concept in this show.
Yeah.
Complete with Ingrid taking on Nora's avatar for a while.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the fact there are two Nathans.
Yeah.
And...
Well, in last season, Ingrid was struggling to both be a full-time digital avatar and have time to live her real life. So she was paying people to fill in for her.
Yes.
In the digital world.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there are a few places in the show that get a little gross and a little over the top, but overall, it's an intriguing concept.
Mm-hmm. Well, and several of the things that they do... It's like they throw in these things as little bits on the side that entire shows could be made out of. Like the duping people into going into Freond because they don't want those people to be alive to vote in the next election.
There were two things around that whole Freond scam. One was getting rid of people in certain areas, lowering the number of voters there. So their side could win certain elections. But then the other side is they want to get it to where the avatars, the uploaded, can work because it's a cheaper workforce.
Yeah.
And just all the economics at play there where companies in this world are literally playing with people's lives.
Yeah. I mean, at one point we have a boardroom scene where they're pushing. I mean, it looks like election night polling results maps. Where they're pushing the counties, and they're like, well, if we open the download center, or the upload center would be the accurate word, but we open the center in this county first, and we get the people going here and here, and we're lowering the voting population here and here, but we don't open them yet in these counties where we want to keep the voters.
Yeah.
And you're watching the color of the map change.
Well, I mean... Particularly in the U.S., the way we've got the districts, the Electoral College and all of that. We've had cases where for president, it seemed 50-50, but you know, you can win the electoral without the popular vote, etc.
Yeah.
And this is just taking the idea down to the, well, you know which districts you're likely to win or not win, and the ones that you need to swing, what can you do about it? Here, if again, you lower the number of people by promising them a great upload, and that they're not people anymore. They can't vote. They can't work. They're your intellectual property. They're not them anymore, which is a staggering concept, but one that so fits in real world legalities.
Well, but then they also just toss out there as a tiny subplot of a nugget for one episode, a what if we could, instead of downloading a person into a body, download the AI into a body and send him out to do a few tasks.
Yes.
To learn to be more human, yeah, is they the take face the they put on
standard
it.
Standard AI at Lakeview, put him in one of many cloned bodies, apparently.
Yeah.
And just try to get him a couple of blocks down, you know, Manhattan or whatever. And it was fun. It was interesting. They lost one of them. So that's a plot thread.
Yes.
And they never really finished, okay, what happened with that test and all of that.
But, like, going back to these, some of these things could be entire shows.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, you've got the one where there's the conspiracy to change an election. But with this one, you've got the whole, people don't want to do the physical labor. They want to go live the life of luxury in the equivalent of the Matrix.
Well, the grass is always greener.
And have AIs downloaded into the physical bodies to do the manual labor they don't want to do.
Well, imagine they could do a variation of this show where you kind of step out of your body into your avatar and the AI steps in.
Yeah.
Does your exercising, does your chores, and all that kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's so much potential there. And they play around here with the concept of what was the first version of this place like.
Yes.
It's a little scary and stuff.
Yeah. They play around with the equivalent of cheat codes, bugs.
Cheat codes.
Hacks.
Food in this world. We got how some of it is grown, which was disgusting. And then we also got, at one point, a high-end restaurant. And it was, you know how when you go into seafood places and they've got the lobsters and...
Yes.
You know, I can never imagine going and saying, that one offends me, boil it alive.
No, no.
But this was doing it with a pig, with a rabbit, you know.
No, no.
What looked like a petting zoo at first.
And yes.
Then Nathan realizes, wait, that's what's going to be eaten tonight when the chef comes over and scoops one up.
Yeah.
And it's, yeah. My food comes from a magical happy place.
As does mine.
I try not to think about the whole, how it eventually got to my table. So there are a few places where they're a little over the top. A few places they're definitely playing it for laughs.
Luke having to earn money because funding for veterans gets cut off. Over the top, played for laughs, downright hilarious.
Yes.
And
yes.
The actor is 9/10 of that downright hilarious.
That's a role that with the wrong actor would have totally flopped.
Yeah, I mean, he takes what he's given, he runs with it. I mean, it's meant to be the overeager friend, I almost want to say the puppy dogish friend.
Well, the classic narrative sidekick.
Mm.
The best friend, he's not always the brightest, but he's there for you. Maybe not always in the best of ways or the right of ways, but he's trying. He's got the heart in the right spot. Maybe in this case, no brains, but... You know, and the way they've used his character from just, it was somebody for Nathan to interact with at the beginning, and then somebody for Nora's angel to be an angel for, Nora's friend, you know.
Yeah.
And how all of that kind of evolved.
Well, and early on, he was there to kind of show Nathan the ropes.
Yes. He served a needed narrative function of, this is how you get around here, and here's how you get around the problems you're having, and some stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they've grown out the cast of characters by adding a number of them this season.
Mm-hmm.
Some of which I expect to continue to another season should they get one. Some I don't. Holden, I don't think will necessarily be around next season. She served an arc here, and that kind of finished off. But she could come back because I think there's another lawsuit to have of what happened to one of the Nathans.
There's that, and she's now got these families with... Would they get $100 million each, $1 million each, but they've got these family members, a million each, but they've got these family members on hard drives.
Yeah.
And does a million each get them into 2 gig land, or does it actually get them an afterlife?
Yeah. Well, and then the other lawsuit to be had is it depends which Nathan was destroyed. If it was physical one, Ingrid has a right to go after them because she paid for the body.
Well, and because it was the original. Technically, if they're going to destroy duplicates, they destroyed the wrong one.
Yeah. So, destruction of property, wrongful death.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see where they go. It's a fun show. It was only 8 episodes this season, which I think is what they've done for the other two. They range from 30 minutes to about 40 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not that big of a time commitment.
Mm-mm.
And it's a fun way to look at how virtual reality could be kind of used and misused.
Yeah.
And again, as a digital afterlife concept of magically record the person and activate them, you know, do a digital simulacrum of them.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fascinating concept.
Yeah.
You know, and they've proven with the AI that once you've got the code, you can run an infinite number of them.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm waiting for Luke to really understand that concept and get that hack code.
Yeah.
Where he clones himself and takes over, because that could be a lot of fun. So I don't know where they're going to go with this. They keep taking it kind of further and further than I would have expected, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they're getting another season. I was kind of wondering if this was going to get to the point of, okay, they get the lawsuit. Do they get to an end point? But they ended with enough characters in jeopardy that clearly they feel they have more to tell.
Mm-hmm.
And I would hope they've got it to where if they don't get another season, they can at least know ahead of time and kind of close off the narrative cleanly.
When they have in mind, from what we're seeing, several, not quite sure how to phrase it, but several double standards, if you will, or several, this goes for the rich, but this goes for the poor.
Yeah, the haves, the have-nots, definitely.
And it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out, because we didn't really get much info, for instance, on who paid off Dr. Kapoor to fake what happened to the first human download.
Well, and why was he willing to go to court and break that?
Yeah.
And he doesn't make it to court. He gets killed. Who was behind that? Why?
I think Karina. And I think he realized that when Nora went to his house, that signed his death warrant, courtesy of Karina, who's a bit more a bad pirate than good pirate, to use Luke's terminology.
I did think one of the more interesting scenes was when Nora was drugged, woke up in what looks like one of the rooms in Lakeview, basically being told, you died, you've been uploaded, and it's totally fake. It's a real fake room, you know,
yeah.
I mean, a physical room.
Yeah.
So I thought that was interesting.
Yeah.
So they definitely play with kind of expectations and are cognizant of what could be done in this sort of a place. And then again, Nathan's still trying to build up his own free version.
Mm-hmm.
And that is exceedingly bare bones.
Yes.
But it kind of means that the end goal would be he's got it out there and it's actual free. And they I don't say live happily ever after because they're dead. But you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. They exist happily ever after.
Yeah. Because I think if you're going to end this on a clean note, you want to do it on a little bit of an upbeat
one. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think they have, in their mind, at least a season to get there. I just don't know if they're going to keep pushing that out further and further.
It'll be interesting. I hope they get another season. I'd love to see it.
Yeah. Do you think they need or should get more than another?
Yeah. And part of that is because I feel like they've got quite a few threads out there.
True. True. They've got a number of things to take care of. The whole election fraud stuff, the whole rights issue, the getting the free version of the afterlife kind of up and going.
Mm-hmm.
They've got enough to go for at least another 2 seasons, probably. I just don't want them to try to go further than they have story for.
Agreed.
But I don't know they had any episode that it was like, geez, this is what you spent an episode on? And part of that is 8 episodes.
Yeah. They made them count.
You kind of have to at that point.
Yeah.
And that's where I think American TV having kind of almost turned into what I considered kind of that British thing of you have a series of 8 episodes and then you do another series versus here we're still thinking of them as seasons.
Yeah.
But it is kind of we'll give you another 8 and then if that works out, we'll give you another, you know.
Mm-hmm.
versus this would not have worked as a network 20-some-odd episode show.
No.
It just, it didn't, it's not that it doesn't have the legs for that, but it also has a high CG component, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And you would have had, even if it's 13 episodes per season, I feel you would have had at least one or two that would have felt like filler.
Yeah, I think so.
And it's what impressed me with The Good Place, which was another kind of afterlife show. 4 seasons, 13 episodes each, and it kept moving, it kept pushing the boundaries a little further and stuff. Conceptually, it's very similar to the show. Implementation-wise, it's so radically different. But that was one where season after season, they almost reinvent themselves, and the status quo keeps evolving. And Nathan's status quo from the first episode to the end of the first season to the end of the second season to where we're at now,
mm-hmm.
fairly different.
Oh, yeah.
And I appreciate that because there are a lot of shows that you could take an episode out of second season and fifth season and swap them, and most people might not notice. Or it wouldn't feel out of place even if you did notice.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think they're doing a good job here. And again, the effects team really is doing some outstanding work.
Mm-hmm.
Because they do some stuff, like at one point, somebody's avatar was literally jumbled up.
Yes.
It was like an action figure that the pieces had just gone on the wrong slots or something.
Yeah.
And it's like, that had to take a little bit of work to do, but it looked great.
Yeah.
So, I'm happy with the show. It's a lot of fun.
I agree.
So, anything else?
I think that does it.
Cool.
The show notes and forum for this podcast can be found at www.comicbookpage.com under the podcast and forum sections of the website. Please email us at theguys@comicbookpage.com and let us know what you think of what was discussed in this episode. Thanks for listening.